Everybody, tonight's Divrei Torah should be Le'ilei Nishmas Esther Bas Dov, Esther Bodner, as well as Sarah Bas Hachover Avram, Safrina Neufeld Zimmer, whose yard sites are this evening. They should have an Aliyah in Gan Eden Shalmaila. So this week we're going to lay in the Parsha, one of the Parshios of Kriya Shema. And in that Parsha of Kriya Shema, we talk about both the mitzvah of putting on tefillin and the mitzvah to affix a mezuzah on the door. So I thought it was a nice time just to discuss one practical halacha that comes out of, it's really interconnected between the halachas of tefillin and mezuzah, and that is the din of chatzitza by tefillin and by kviyas ha-mezuzah. What do we mean, chatzitza by kviyas ha-mezuzah? So the Pischei Tshuva and Hilchos Mezuzah and Simen Reish Pei Tes quotes from the Vilna Gaon, and he says that the Vilna Gaon said, after you write the parsha for the mezuzah, you are not allowed to take it and wrap it in cloth and hang it on the door. You have to put the parsha up directly onto the door. Says the Vilna Gaon, it will be a chatzitza between the mezuzah and the door if you wrap the extra cloth around the end of the mezuzah, and therefore it's not going to be al mezuzah speisecha uvisharech. Very peladik echidush of the Vilna Gaon. Rav Chaim Kanievsky has a very beautiful sefer, as all of his svarim are very beautiful. The ones he wrote are beautiful, the other ones are narishkeit. So the one he wrote is on Sefer Torah Tefillah Mezuzah. One of the beautiful svarim that he wrote is a running commentary in the Rambam Hilchos Sefer Torah Tefillah Mezuzah. So he wrote there that he once asked the Chazon Ish about this psak of the Vilna Gaon, and the Chazon Ish said it's impossible that the Vilna Gaon ever said such a thing. It can't be. And as we'll see, all the Achronim have major, major problems with this Vilna Gaon. And it begins really with the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Mezuzah, very clear Rambam, this is also Paskin and Shulchan Aruch, Simon Reish Pei Tes and Yerodeya, says the Rambam, Achar Shagolu La Misofa L'Tchilasa, so after I finish writing my mezuzah, now I wrap it up from the end to the beginning, now I'm about to hang it on the door, Manicha B'Shvofer Shal Kane, says the Rambam, I put it in a mezuzah holder, O B'Shal Eitz, either a mezuzah case that's made out of a reed, or a mezuzah case that's made out of wood, O Shal Kol Dover, whatever it's made out of, a metal mezuzah case is also fine. I go and I bang it into the wall. This is exactly what we do. Let's say my wall can't take a nail, so I carve out a little hole and I put it into the wall. That's what the Rambam says. So ask the Achronim, how can you tell me that you're not even allowed to wrap the extra cloth around the mezuzah and then hang it up on the wall because it's going to be a chatzitza? The Rambam here is describing a person putting a mezuzah into a case that's certainly going to be a chatzitza. So you see, the Rambam is mefurish keneged, I mean, not the Rambam's keneged, the Vilna Gaon is keneged the Rambam. Similarly, the Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Pei Tes, Habaluk va mezuzah yitneda b'shoferes al kana, oh, I'll call davar, you should make a mezuzah case out of something, v'yikva'ana b'mekama v'yivarcha sher kedushan mitzoset tzivana lukva mezuzah. So what's the Vilna Gaon talking about? All of this is really based on a Gemara Bava Metzia Daf Kuf Beis, where the Gemara says b'feirush, Efshar begufsa dekanya. The Gemara is talking about a mezuzah, and it says you should put a mezuzah in a mezuzah case. Tosfos says over there, why? Because we're concerned that because of the elements outside, it's going to rain, it's going to snow, it's going to be hot, it's going to be cold. Mezuzah is going to get ruined. You're going to have to keep on checking it. So it's better for the safety of the mezuzah to put it in a mezuzah case. So you have a mefurisha Gemara, mefurisha Rambam, mefurisha Shulchan Aruch keneged this psak of the Vilna Gaon, and that's why the Chazon Ish said it has to be impossible that the Vilna Gaon ever would have made such a mistake. I mean, he didn't miss a Gemara, he didn't miss a Rambam, he didn't miss a Shulchan Aruch, so how is it possible that the Vilna Gaon ever said such a thing? The Maram Shik, when he talks about this Vilna Gaon, writes that he thinks that there's no chatzitza involved here, but he has a different reason why he thinks there's no chatzitza when it comes to putting up a mezuzah. He writes because the Pasuk says, Uchsavtam al mezuzah speisecha visharecha. So you think Uchsavtam al mezuzah speisecha means you have to write the mezuzah and affix it directly to the wall. Right, that's why you would think that you're not allowed to have a chatzitza. However, the Maram Shik points our attention to a Gemara Menachos Daf Samach Beis, where the Gemara has a general discussion. When the Torah uses the lashon of al, does al mean directly on top of, or does al mean besamach? Al means close by. So this is the Gemara. The Gemara says as follows: Rebbe Omer, al besamach. Whenever it says al in Chumash, it means it has to be close, not that it has to be on top. Ata Omer al besamach reina ala al mamish. Maybe al means it has to be on top. If I tell you, please put my hat on top of the table, it means put it on top of the table. It doesn't mean put it on the floor next to the table. Right? So that's the shaila that Rebbe has. When the Torah is the lashon of al, what exactly does the Torah mean? Kishu Omer, Rebbe answers his shaila and he says, when you look at the pasuk, by the construction of the Mishkan, what does it say? Visakosa al ha'aron es ha'paroches. You should drape over the aron the parochas. So was the aron laying on the I'm sorry, was the parochas laying on the arun, or was it hung up, draped in front of the arun? Obviously, we all know that the parochas was in front of the arun. So how does the pasuk say, al ha'arun? How could it be? Says Rebbe, it must be, you see from here, and Rebbe uses the shita very often in Menachos, a few sugyas he has the same thing, that al in the Torah does not mean on top of, because otherwise we would drape the parochas on top of the arun. That's not what happened. So al must mean besamach. Well, says the Maram Shik, if that's the case, then over here when it says, uchsavtam al mezuzas pesach, it doesn't mean it has to be directly affixed onto the doorpost. Rather, it means it has to be besamach, it has to be close to the doorpost. And it's not going to be such a chatzitza if you have, obviously you can't hang it up over here and expect it to work for over there. But as long as it's in close proximity to the doorway, that is going to be good enough. That's what the Maram Shik writes. Second time of the Maram Shik is that the Gemara says in Masechah Sukkah, it's a whole Gemara that's really involved in something else. It has to do with Efer Paraduma and the Ezov that you use for the Paraduma. Won't get into it now. The Gemara is in Sukkah Daf Lamed Zayin, where the Gemara comes to the Maskana, Kivin Dechavrei Kikufei Dami. Once you attach something to something else, the Gemara there is talking about tying a string onto the Agudas Ezov that you dip the Efer Paraduma in. And the Gemara comes to the conclusion that Kivin Dechavrei, once you tie it together and you attach it, Kigufei Dami, it now becomes like an integral part of the Agudas Ezov. So too over here, says the Maram Shik. Yes, it might constitute a chatzitza, but once I bang it into the wall, it now becomes part of the doorway. What's the chatzitza? What's the problem at all? So these are two tainas already that the Maram Shik has, and this is why it's very hard to believe that the Vilna Gaon actually said it. If you look in the tshuvas of Reb Shlomo Kluger, he also piles on a bunch of kashas. The Emek Bracha also has kashas, but here's a very interesting one. Reb Shlomo Kluger also disagrees vehemently with the opinion of the Vilna Gaon, and he says that, no, this cannot constitute a chatzitza. For whatever reason, he has a lot of problems with it. But then he writes, well, if in fact we're going to assume that al means besamach, the reason why it's not going to be a chatzitza is because when we say yuchsavtam al mezuzas pesecha, it doesn't mean it has to be on the wall. It just means it has to be besamach, like the Gemara has in Menachos. Well, asks Reb Shlomo Kluger, then why is it that by tefillin, what does it say by tefillin? V'hayilu tatafo zbeinen ech uchsavtam, I'm sorry. Ukshatam laos al yodecha. No. By tefillin we have a inyan of chatzitza. By tefillin we're careful not to be having our shirt down when we put on the tefillin. So why is it that we would assume by tefillin it's a chatzitza if it also says the same al? Al should also mean besamach. As long as it's somewhere close to my shirt, I'm sorry, as long as it's somewhere close to my arm, that should be good enough. The same way as long as the mezuzah is somewhere close to the doorpost, that's good enough. That's of Shlomo Kluger's kasha. So just to appreciate his kasha a little bit and understand the sugya of chatzitza by tefillin, let's just take a couple of minutes to understand that. It all begins with the Mishnah in Megillah Daf Chav Dalet, where the Mishnah says, Befeirush, that one who puts on a tefillin shel yad has to make sure not to have any chatzitza. So the Rush writes over there, and as well as in the Tshuva, the Rush points out, where do we know this from, that you're not allowed to have a chatzitza when you put on the tefillin? Where does it come from? The Gemara there doesn't give a mucker. So how do you know that you're not allowed to have a chatzitza? Well, says the Rush very simply, because it says, V'hayu l'cha l'os al yadecha. So al yadecha means on your arm. Therefore, you're not allowed to have the tefillin on top of your sleeve. You have to have the tefillin directly on your arm. And he says, Shelo yehei davar chotzeitz bein tefillin liyadu. You're not allowed to have something being chotzeitz in between the tefillin and your own arm. Just parenthetically, they say from Rav Kook, a beautiful vart that Rav Yechiel Michal Chalap said over from his Rebbe Rav Kook, that perhaps this week's parsha we have, V'hayu advarm ha'ela asher anochim tzavcha hayom al levavecha. So he said, al levavecha also means that it has to be directly on top of your heart. Shelo yehi davar chotzeitz bein advar ma'ela lebein libecha, that a person has to take the Torah and internalize it. Not that you take the Torah and you say, well, it's over there and it's good enough, I keep my distance. No, alav avecha means has to be directly in your heart. It has to penetrate your heart. It has to be internalized the same way we say that al by the tefillin means that you have to make sure that it's al yadcha. There can't be a chatzitza between the tefillin and your arm. So either way, the Rush tells us, based on that Gemara, that we have a concept of chatzitza by tefillin shayad. Says the Rashba, this is all quoted in the Achronim on Shulchan Aruch, who discussed the chatzitza of tefillin. So the Rashba points out in his tshuvas, well, what are we talking about? When the Gemara says you're not allowed to have a chatzitza by tefillin, which part of the arm are we talking about? Do we just mean that underneath the bias you can't have a chatzitza, or do we mean the whole length of your arm you're not allowed to have a chatzitza? So the Rashba says that really it only means by the bias, that a person has to be careful that the place on his arm where he puts the bias of the tefillin, that you have to be very careful not to have a chatzitza. But the rest of the Ritzuas, that's not a problem at all. That's what the Rashba writes. And then at the end of the Tshuva, he says, but Lamaisa, we know that the Minig is, says the Rashba already, from the Rishonim. He says, we know that the Minig is, we make sure not to have a Chatzitza on the whole arm. So he says, you shouldn't change the Minig, stay the way it is, and a person should be careful not to have a Chatzitza on the whole arm. How is this quoted in the Shulchan Aruch? So if you look in Hilchos Tefillin, Siman Chav Zayin, the Rama says, we don't have the minhag to take a chatzitza away from the arm. It's not a problem. Do what you want. That's what the Rama says. As long as there's no chatzitza by the bias itself, that's good enough. The Mishnah Berurah already quotes Achronim that say you should be machmir. Okay, tavala bracha, very nice. But me'ikar adin, the only problem is really going to be if you have a chatzitza in the place where the bias is resting on top of one's arm. It's a very beautiful discussion between the Chabina Rav and Rabbi Avadi Yosef. The Chabina Rav has a whole tshuva where he argues that a person has to take his watch off when he puts on his tefillin. Why does he say that? He says because we know there's a chatzitza by tefillin, and there's a chatzitza for a person to have anything else on his arm that's going to separate between his tefillin and his arm. So therefore, the Chabina Rav writes in his tshuvas, Dovah Meisharim, that a person has to take his watch off when he puts on the tefillin. Rabbi Avadi Yosef has a very strong tshuva where he disagrees with him. He says, what are you talking about? Don't we know the Rashba himself writes that he thinks that it's only a problem by the bias and not by the ritzuas. And even in the end, the Rama says a person doesn't have to make sure there's no chatzitza. So to put a take off your watch is a big tircha. Rabbi Avadi Yosef says, what are you saying? So Rabbi Avadi Yosef writes, he had a lot of respect for the Chabina Rav. So he went to visit the Chabina Rav and he went to go argue with him and ask him, what do you think? The Chabina Rav was much older than him, but he went to ask him, hard to imagine someone was older than Rabbi Avadi Yosef. But anyway, so the Chabina Rav was older than him. So Rabbi Avadi went over to his home out of respect to ask him how he came to this conclusion. So he writes as follows. When I went to visit the Chabina Rav, he's writing very poetically when he talks about this visit, and I spoke very cheerfully in Divrei Torah with him, I asked him, what are you talking about? Why do you say that a person has to take his watch off when he wears his tefillin? It's not true. We know that the Rashba says it's only a problem by the bias, not by the ritzuas. Said Rav Avadia, but anali kavod agon zatzal, listen to this. Kihu savar, the Chabina Rav thought, Shashon Hayad Mekoma Lamaila. Chabina Rav thought, you wear a watch up here. This is Rav Avadi Yosef writes in his tshuva. He thought that you wear the watch at the place, at the upper part of your arm. Chabina Rav said, that's why I said it should be machmir, because I thought you wear a watch up here. And then Rav Avadi writes, after I explained to him that you wear a watch down here on your wrist, you don't wear it on the top of the your arm. He says, of course, the Chabina Rav was chazer. He agreed that he made a mistake, and it's not at all halacha l'maisa. He writes, "Ein lahachmer b'davar klal ad kan torif divrei kotcho v'hader hu l'chol chasida." The Rav Avadi writes that the Chabina Rav got up publicly and he was chazer from his psak to all his chasidim, and he said it's a mistake. It's just not what I meant. Obviously, if a person has a watch that he wears on his wrist, Me'ikar adin, you really don't have to. So then Rabbi Avadi says, a person who wants to have a bracha, tavala bracha, okay, so take it off, not a big deal. Rabbi Avadi says, Me'ikar adin, we really don't have a problem at all. The Eishel Avram, the Butchacher, in his Hasagas on Shulchan Aruch, also has an interesting insight. He says, so what happens? A person forgets to pull his sleeve up, or whatever. He realizes that his sleeve was caught onto the bais, in a place where it's a really ma'akim. So in the middle of davening, he feels that something's tight there. So then he pulls the sleeve, and he realizes that his tefillin really weren't on at the time that he made the bracha. So he says, does he have to go and take the whole thing off and put it on again? Or do you say, it's like Tasav Alam and Asir, we have by Sukkah. Right? You have this idea of Tasav Alam and Asir, that if a Sukkah somehow gets made out of nowhere, and I didn't build it, so I have to go and do it again. So the Eishel Avram is nistapik, do we assume that there's a din Tasav Alam and Asir by Tefillin also? Ukshartam doesn't mean I actually have to tie it onto my arm, or is the mitzvah of Tefillin that I just have to have Tefillin on my arm, however they get there, by hook or by crook? So you'll say, well, it's not really such a big nafkamina, you know, what does it make a difference? Well, the difference really chaps a difference when you talk about, let's say, somebody who needs to put on tefillin and he is, for whatever reason, he's paralyzed or whatever it is, he can't put on the tefillin on his own, rahmala litzlan. So he has an aide who comes to shul and helps him put the tefillin on. So is that good enough or not? The person himself is not being kosher the tefillin. Is the mitzvah just to have the tefillin on and so I'm a kai my mitzvah. Kshartim doesn't mean I have to tie it. Kshartim just means I have to make sure that the tefillin's on my arm. Or does it mean no? Kshartim really means literally a person has to put the tefillin on himself. Tzvi Pesach Frank also has this discussion. What happens if a person realizes halfway through davening that his sleeve was underneath his tefillin? Do we assume that he has to go back and put it on again? Or is it good enough just to pull it out and then he's wearing his tefillin? That's also a very interesting point. One last important ha'ara regarding a chatzitza by tefillin is the following. The pasuk says, and the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Yotes darshens this pasuk. It says by the Kohen Gadol, "V'lavash haKohen mido bad umichnesei bad yilbash al besaro." No, so what does it mean? Al besaro, says the Gemara. Shalo yehei davar chotzeitz beino lebein besaro. The Gemara says you're not allowed to have a chatzitza between the Bigdei Kuhuna and the Kohen Gadol's body. The Mishnah Lamelach learns out from here that not only does it mean he's not allowed to wear other begadim underneath his big day kahuna, but it also means that if he goes to the mikvah, not if, when he goes to the mikvah on Yom Kippur, so the Mishnah describes, he goes down to the mikvah, then he takes a towel and he dries off, and then he gets dressed. Why does the Mishnah have to say he dries off? What do you think? He's going to get into his clothing while he's wet? What do you think? He's the guy's nuts? Of course he's going to dry himself off before he gets dressed. Says the Mishnah Lamelech, no, it's halacha lamaisa. Because if you're going to put on your clothing when you're soaking wet, that's going to be a chatzitza beinolo beimisaru. So the Birkei Yosef and other achronim translate from that to our halacha here as well. When we talk about a chatzitza by tefillin, let's say a person goes, washes his hands. Let's say you have a kohen goes to wash his hands before duchening, and then he wraps his tefillin back on. In Eretz Yisrael it happens, they roll up the tefillin for 30 seconds, then you put the tefillin back on. Says the Mishnah Melech, that's going to be a chatzitza. Until your hands are completely dry, water also constitutes a chatzitza. That's what you see from the kohen gadol, that it says it has to be al-basara, and the Mishnah Melech says al-basara means you can't even have water in between his body and the begadim. So too over here, if we have a din chatzitza by tefillin, then we're not allowed to have a chatzitza of water between our body and the tefillin either. So be it as it may, we have the din, we're just going to dive Meir in a second, I just want to finish with this beautiful kasha. So again, we have these two halachas. We have the halacha of mezuzah, which we already described, that we don't have the minhag to do like the Vilna Gaon, to make sure that there's no chatzitza between the cloth and the door. We all put the mezuzah into a case. That's what the Rambam says, that's what the Mechaber says in Hilchas Mezuzah, so we're not machmer like the Vilna Gaon. So why is it that by tefillin we don't say the same thing? If the reason that by mezuzah we say al only means besamach, it just means it has to be close to the door in the vicinity, so then why don't you say the same thing by tefillin? Al yadecha just means close to your arm, not that it has to be that it's she'lo yehei davar chotzitz beino lebein ha'tefillin. So that's the kasha that Rav Shlomo Kluger asks when he discusses these two halachos of chatzitza by tefillin and chatzitza by mezuzah. So he answers, because when we say that a person has to put tefillin on his arm, it means has to be directly on your arm, can't be with chatzitza. But what happens when we say to put a mezuzah on the door? What's a door made of? Doorposts can be made of anything. It can be made of metal, can be made of wood, can be made of both. So he says, so now the doorpost is ki'ilu, it's made of metal, wood, plus a mezuzah case. Once I bang it into the door, it now becomes a part of the doorpost. So what are you going to say? This is a chatzitza between the mezuzah and the doorpost? What do you mean? The doorpost could have been made out of this material. So it doesn't constitute a chatzitza. If I take a sleeve of a shirt and I put my tefillin on top of the sleeve, of course it's a chatzitza. It's not my body. But if I take something and I put it onto the doorpost before affixing my mezuzah onto it, we don't assume that's a chatzitza. You just assume that the doorpost has now gotten a little bit wider, a little bit thicker. It's not a problem. That's the way Rav Shlomo Kluger answers why it would not be considered a chatzitza. There's a lot more to talk about this whole issue of chatzitza by tefillin, by mezuzah, but I guess it's time for Ma'ariv. Wish everyone a good Shabbos up ahead.